We don't want to see any more of that picture. That's a big, fat, cheesy grin. I'll tell you what that's about. We're hoping to open a school in the Borough of Croydon called Hope Academy. So we've been working for a couple of years on this project, and the Croydon Advertiser interviewed myself and a head teacher who's in my congregation on Friday last week, sorry, Wednesday, and then they put the story out on Friday in the Croydon Ad. So our desire is to see a Christian-based school in the borough providing an excellent education for kids, but also love. So God's people showing love to these kids in what is really a needy area in Selhurst, right near Crystal Palace Football Club. That's where we're based. So please do pray for us. Our application's with the DfE at the moment, and we're waiting to find out if they pull us in for an interview and then say to us, you can open this school or not. So we'd really, really covet your prayers. Can I just say also, it's an absolute delight to be here this morning. We've been praying for you as a church for a long time, before the church even came into being, as it were. And we've been praying for you since then. And Will's a great brother. It's been so good to get to know him and Michelle and just the family. But just to see you all here this morning, you know, when you're praying for something, then you turn up and you see what you've been praying for. It's just such a blessing. So I'm just, you know, really, really thrilled to be here and see what God is doing amongst you. As you'll notice already, I'm a little bit more Cockney than Will. I'm a Croydon lad, so I don't sound as nice as him. But let me tell you my story. I love sharing my story because really, it's God's story, and he just brought me into his story, which, you know, I'm just so thrilled about. I grew up in an unchurched home, so my mum and dad didn't love God. I've got an older brother. He had no time for God. I had no time for God. And I suppose if you were going to label me, you might say I was a bit of a lad when I was growing up. I love sport, so I played to a semi-professional standard, and I was really, I guess, living life with a few goals in mind. One was to be as rich as possible, so that's interesting that I'm talking about money this morning. The other one was, really, I wanted to be known. So fame and fortune, those silly things that young people think about. And I thought, I'll either do that through football or other means. And so really much of my life was geared up towards being successful. And God really did bless me. You know, I did well. I worked in the city. I was encouraged in many ways. Had great privileges and opportunities of doing things, meeting certain people. But I'd made a plan, and God wasn't in my plan. So I think I'd just put it like that. I was a sinner, and I was just living without God. So in many ways, God was over there, and I had no time for him at all. I did think there was something, and I wondered what life was really all about. But as I was really happy living out my life, trying to fulfill my own plans and dreams, the reality is that God had a different plan for me. And I came across three Christians. And by the time I got to the third one, I thought, I think God's talking to me. I better listen. And I met this guy. He told me he was a Christian. And the lovely thing is that he said to me, it's brilliant being a Christian. That's all he said. He told me he was a Christian, and he said, it's brilliant being a Christian. And that was enough to make me say to him, can you tell me more about being a Christian? I just felt compelled to ask him that question. I wish people asked me that question. You know, sometimes you're trying to jam in, aren't you? I want to tell someone about my conversion. And so I asked him, and he just began to talk to me about Jesus. And he talked to me about sin in my life. And I have to say, he wasn't afraid to talk the Bible to me. So he told me about a Bible verse from Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fallen short of God's standards. And it was like he punched me in the gut. I felt absolutely winded. When he read that Bible verse to me, all I can say is that I felt as though God in those moments had just exposed me. And I had nothing to say. I usually have a lot to say, but I didn't on that occasion. I knew he was right. And I knew that there was stuff that I'd done, said, thought about that was wrong. And so he went on to tell me the great news, which was that Jesus had come into the world to be a saviour, to deal with people just like me. And before you come into contact with Christian things, if you've not grown up in church, it's so foreign to you. And I'm hoping there might be one or two here today who know what I'm talking about. You just feel like it's a completely different world. But he just carefully talked me through it, and he showed me why Jesus is so wonderful and why he's so willing to forgive those that come to him. And as he talked that through with me, I remember I was in a sort of an office in the middle of Soho above a French delicatessen. I was doing some placement work for a design firm. And there and then, I just asked Jesus to be my saviour. I didn't quite know what to pray, but he just said, pray from your heart. And I said, I'm sorry that I've been living really for myself and I've not been living for you. I recognise you as the Lord, and I want you to be my Lord. And I remember coming out of that office, and I remember walking through Leicester Square, and it looked different to me. The first time I walked through Leicester Square, and I felt like my eyes were open for the first time. The world seemed a different place. I went home and told my brother, and I said, Stu, I've become a Christian. Yeah, you'll be back out on the beers again in a few weeks' time. No, honestly, I've become a Christian. And he couldn't take it in. And I suppose in many ways I was an unlikely convert in his eyes and in many people's eyes. 6 weeks later, I brought my brother to meet this guy. His name was Roger. He's now with the Lord. And I said, look, you've just got to meet this guy. He's going to tell you about Jesus. And he did. And my brother was just transformed and he became a Christian. And so then we got my mum to come to church with us. She met that guy. She came to church. And at that first church service, she came to faith in Christ. Then there was a big, long 7-year gap, but God's timing is perfect. And then my dad came to faith in Christ. So from the youngest up to the oldest. And God's just incredible, isn't he? And that's what you can do in people's lives. And since then, the Christian life has been a challenge. Anyone who tells you different is not really telling you the truth. You're going against the grain of life, you know? The moment you become a Christian, it's like the world is flowing that way and you're going in another direction. And I really felt that. I've had my ups and downs in the Christian life, my driftings away. But God's so kind, isn't he? He just keeps his hand upon you and he pursues you and he loves you and he's gracious and kind. And then through that whole process, I just began to serve in the local church. Had a really good minister who looked out for people in the church, who encouraged me in gifting, who encouraged me to serve in the church. I then went to Bible college. And I did that in a number of ways. I was working in the city at the time. And so I did that part-time. Then I went full-time at the Proc Trust. I'd done some work with the FIEC, which is what our church belongs to. And now I'm a minister, serving God in Selhurst. And I'm absolutely thrilled about that. So our God is good. And for me, my favourite Bible verse is Romans 3:23. You know, that we all fall short of God's standards. But God is gracious. Going on from there, even though our sin is great, his grace is even greater. And I know this is not necessarily part of the testimony, my story, but let me encourage you. All that guy said to me is, I'm a Christian, and it's really great being a Christian. And that was enough to do something in me, to prompt me to ask him.